This week on the show, finding your podcast voice, what it takes to be an outstanding podcast producer, five reasons to write better podcast show notes, and much more. If you're listening on the Apple Podcast app, use the chapter markers to skip around to different news items. Here we go.
Marketing news. Content news. Tech news. Sound news. Interviews. Product reviews. Podcast reviews. For creatives by creatives. This is Podcast News Weekly with Sean Savage.
Finding your podcast voice. We are in the midst of a renaissance for content creators. So many platforms for creativity, a wealth of options for experimentation. If you're a podcaster and you're trying to build an audience, you must find your voice. On the highest level, some will put that task akin to an athlete being in the zone. Ask an athlete about finding that magical place, and they don't know exactly how they found it, but they know it when they get there. Much of finding that zone is about not overthinking it. It's about harnessing your energy at the right place, the right time, at the moment when it matters. If you're a podcaster trying to find your voice, try to begin with an open mind toward continuous improvement. Not every moment you create will be perfect. Shoot for excellence, but don't be stuck in an error-free environment. Those that are doing a podcast by themselves have a different form of a challenge compared to those who have two or more people on their show. If you are that person, you're still in need of evaluating whether you found your voice. Is it genuine? Authentic? You should continue to work toward better content and improving the quality of what you do as a host. How can you cut to the core of a question more efficiently? How can you give the audience what they want? How can you best provide an environment where the guests can really shine when they tell their story? Finding one's voice is about keeping an ear to the ground of what regular people in everyday life are talking about, whether it be at the local coffee shop or in passing as you're walking down the street. To find your voice, you can't be isolated from the world. Part of finding your voice is about having the confidence to experiment. Try new angles, be bold, and as always, have fun with it. What it takes to be an outstanding podcast producer. Here are a few of the things that great podcast producers do. I won't address the technical elements, the recording, editing, uploading, but rather the soft skills a good producer needs to develop. Pre-show. A good producer will invite all to a meeting or start an email thread to decide on the topic or topics for the next episode. In addition to topics, some of the other questions that need to be decided include, will there be guests? If so, a good producer needs to contact them, arrange a time to talk, and organize a studio or remote recording session. Do the hosts need any books or screeners? If they're discussing a movie or TV show, is there a short clip that would help listeners get a sense of a show's vibe? The day before recording. A good producer will check in to make sure that the host has everything they need. They'll provide the ad copy so they know what's required. They will take a look at the script to make sure nothing is missing. During the recording. Is everyone recording? Do you need to run a countdown or a clock up to remind the host of the segment's target length? During the recording of a chat or an interview show, a producer needs to monitor the conversation carefully, but be quite judicious about interrupting the flow. There are times when the interruption is essential. If there's an issue that would make the audio unusable or otherwise affect the quality of the recording. The producer should also keep track of retakes, anything that needs to be re-recorded for the end of the conversation. They should keep notes for the show page or episode notes. They should fact check as much as possible on the fly. In general, the producer has to serve as the listener's proxy. Is there a basic fact or question the hosts haven't covered that would give the listeners a clear understanding of the topic under discussion? If so, feed them that question and remind them they'll have to ask it so it's recorded. When the recording is complete, a podcast producer is going to make sure to get the audio as soon as possible from the studios, the hosts, and the guests. Then the post-production can begin. How podcasters can generate great ideas for social media posts. Social media takes work. As with all kinds of work, it takes developing new skills and adapting to changing environments. Even natural-born storytellers aren't great when telling stories on social media. Social media is also part of the game, a game you have to play as a podcaster. You know the value, even if the value is difficult to accurately measure. The value of engaging with your listeners, engaging with other podcasters, and doing your best to build a brand. The value of finding new people to introduce to your content, to keep connected in your particular niche, and even making connections in the larger world of podcasting. You can't get by just posting a link to your latest episode and thinking you've covered all your social media bases. There isn't a one-size-fits-all method to follow that will work for you or anyone. But here are some questions to think about the next time you have nothing to post on social media. Did someone recently leave you inspired with a new episode idea? Share that experience as it happens and tag that person in your post. Don't bottle it up and wait till you've got it worked into a final episode. No need to wait. Tell everyone how much you appreciate the person and the conversation and how excited you are about crafting that awesome idea into a new episode. Did you recently record a fantastic interview? Tag the person you just interviewed. Mention some key insights you heard from them and that you're looking forward to sharing more when you release the final episode. You'll build anticipation. Has anything changed in your podcast tech? Maybe you upgraded your mic cables, or perhaps you switched DAWs. Things like that may seem mundane to you as you consider, do my listeners want to hear about this behind-the-scenes stuff? But they're not mundane. Someone in your social circles, perhaps lots of someones, will find this interesting. And it's possible another group of someones was hoping you'd make a change to your setup. Maybe now they'll give your show another shot. Did you recently schedule an episode? Super smart podcasters get their episodes produced and scheduled well in advance of the publishing date. That's a great thing to post on social media. Let your audience know that you've scheduled a fantastic episode that won't come out for a few days or weeks. And be sure to tag the people or the companies mentioned in the episode along with a link to your show's website. This is another example of getting people excited about what's to come on your podcast. Have you learned something new? Maybe you learned it at a podcast conference, or perhaps something at a conference or in a webinar for your particular niche. If you attended something that left you with a new trick or technique that you're excited about putting into place in your podcast, share that. Many in your audience will want to know that you're constantly improving, and others interested in that new thing you discovered might be intrigued enough by your post to give you or your show a follow. Have you learned something new? Maybe you learned it at a podcast conference, or perhaps something at a conference or in a webinar for your particular niche. If you attended something that left you with a new trick or technique that you're excited about putting to place in your podcast, share that. Many in your audience will want to know that you're constantly improving, and others interested in that new thing you discovered might be intrigued enough by your post to give you or your show a follow. Did you just sculpt the most fantastic bit of sound? Audio engineering is an art. When you figured out how to smooth out a tricky edit or nail the timing of the bed music with the VO so well that you are pumping your fist in the background, you've just done something share-worthy. Take a screenshot. Better yet, use that screenshot as the background of an audiogram that just isolates the part of the mix that you're so proud of. That's fun content, and it should get the attention of other podcasters. And being attached and connected to more podcasters is always good. Have you made any personal changes? Maybe a new hire? Or perhaps you've outsourced a part of your process, like a PR firm? Let the world know about that. The other party you mentioned will likely reciprocate and maybe reshare your status update with their audience. Plus, it gives people following you another reason to look at your podcast, if only to see what's changed. Have you been noodling on writing an article? Maybe you're cooking up a manifesto or have an outline for some long-form content? Well, do it. All of today's social media properties allow for long-form content, so write about it. Write it out. Record a video. Do whatever you need to get it out of your head and into the social sphere. Are you frustrated, scared, or facing yet another existential crisis? Maybe you're feeling that way about yourself. Perhaps you feel that way about your show. That's okay. Open up and be vulnerable about the reality. Remember, podcasting is an intimate medium. That sort of honesty is almost always repaid with an outpouring of supporters who have your back. What's happening? If all else fails, post about your life. That question staring you in the face. Answer it. No. Not every single thing about your life is something that should be posted on social media. But at the same time, not everything you post on social media should be about your podcast. Go ahead and share what's happening in your personal life. Be a person. Others will love that. As we continue with the equipment that I use for my Clubhouse rooms, voiceovers, and podcast, we're talking about the second mic that I use. It's the Neumann U87. You're listening to me through it right now. The Neumann U87 has a smooth and refined sound. It has three polar patterns, plus a pad and low-cut options that make it adaptable to a wide range of applications. I like the fact that it also has a balanced frequency response and low self noise. I use this microphone for voiceovers, for radio shows, and vocals. The U87 is a large diaphragm condenser microphone. What sets it apart, I think, is it has this unique combination of linearity and character. Although its on-axis frequency response is remarkably flat, it does exert a certain charisma. It has a natural sound and a unique mid-range presence. Five new reasons to write better podcast show notes. Too many podcasters skip a key step when publishing: the show notes. This helpful text isn't optional. Show notes are required. What are show notes? Show notes are not the same thing as transcripts. show notes are not the blog post or articles you write based on your podcast episode. Show notes are not video versions of your podcast. Show notes are not enhanced episodes of your podcast. Show notes are not the same thing as adding chapters to your episodes. All of these things are likely things you should seriously consider, even if you've previously seriously considered them for your podcast in the past. Things change pretty fast in podcasting. Show notes are the written text that you enter into a field while publishing the episode via your podcast hosting company. They very likely call that section show notes or maybe description. And they also very likely do not require you to enter any text into this large block. It's a critical section of podcasting and one that you need to get correct. Podcast players are getting better. Podcast apps are gaining more functionality, especially when it comes to displaying information to people who are listening to your episode right now. Many are now making it worthwhile for listeners to interact with their app as they listen to your episode. If that trend continues, it will become more normal for people to seek out information on an episode they're listening to in real time with that app. And if they don't see engaging show notes on your show, but do see them on other shows they're following in that same app, they'll start wondering why you don't care as much about their experience. Podcast credits are becoming a thing. It's become common for many people with varied skills and specialities to be involved in making a podcast, especially serious podcasters, like those who rely on others for their efficiency, quality, and other reasons. These include editors, writers, production assistants, and office staff. Far too few podcasters take the obvious next step and add those same credits mentioned to their show notes. You can do so much more with rich text, like including links to their bios or even include images of them. There's no reason not to credit the people who make the show possible in your show notes. Show notes are a good SEO practice. Podcast apps and directories are really, really bad at surfacing relevant search results currently. But they won't always be. Show notes are a rich source of meta information about an episode. More podcasters taking the time to craft quality show notes might encourage more apps to use that information when evaluating search relevancy. Being able to cross-reference solid show notes will help reinforce that content, much like a page's description tag reinforces the contents and context of a web page. More podcasters filling out show notes will eventually make podcast searches better. Show notes make for great repurposed content. Take your well-written show notes and turn them into a Twitter thread. They work great as long-form posts on LinkedIn as well. Or maybe they spark ideas for other types of social media posts that go beyond simply linking to your audio file or posting an audiogram with little context. Your show notes can also be repurposed in online locations that allow you to link to the episode's webpage. They can serve as helpful summaries to post on your website. Good show notes prime you to do more in the future. Listening apps are evolving and adding more functionality, so getting into the habit now of taking the time to write quality show notes will keep your eye on the future. Advanced features like chapters are not universally supported. Currently, this podcast that you're listening to does have chapter markers. You can see them on the Apple Podcast app. So getting into a good habit now will get you used to doing things well in the future. That's all the time I have for this episode. Head over to our website. You can connect with us. Join me next week. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to stay in touch with us. Follow us on all socials. The handle is at Podcast News Weekly, and our website is podcastnewsweekly.com. Let us know what you think of the show and what we can do better to serve you. Join us next time for your weekly midweek roundup of podcast news. For creatives, by creatives. Podcast News Weekly.